Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Frankton High School. What a festive atmosphere. I tell you what, when I walked in, I saw all the signs, all the slogans, all the words. It's just a comfortable feeling right here at Frankton. We'll mention tonight's game features the Tipton Blue Devils at the Frankton Eagles. Thank you for listening. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention a little bit about each school. 11:26 left here on the pregame clock. The first game completed, the JV contest, was captured by Frankton, 35-30 over the Tipton Blue Devils. We're getting ready for varsity competition. Got to mention, Mr. Brobson, that's Brent Brobson, his son going to school at Anderson University. I believe I just saw him speaking with Dad over by the scorer's bench. That's Aiden Brobson. Looked like Aiden a bit taller than Dad. Dad's probably 6'6", somewhere around there. But I'd like to wish him congratulations. He's at Anderson. He is a freshman. We'll mention a little bit about each school participating in tonight's ball game. First, we'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 505. We'll mention they have a gym-sized capacity back in Tipton of 3,050. They participate in Class 2A, Sectional 39 in basketball. There are six in their sectional, and they are Madison Grant. Madison Grant currently 2-1. Tipton, they're 1-0. Blackford, they're also 1-0. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 1-1. Sheridan Blackhawks, they're 0-2. And Taylor, the Titans, are 2-1. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. Like to congratulate and hope that the retirement's great for former athletic secretary Tammy Sullivan. She worked at that capacity for many, many years. I'd like to wish her well. We'll also mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone, 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On the Twitter, it's at Tipton, B as in Bob or basketball, and then Devils, at Tipton D, Devils. We'll mention they wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference East. There have been a couple games so far. We'll mention Tipton. They have not had a game in the conference yet. That's for the East Division. They are currently 1-0 on the season. Hamilton Heights, they've not played in the conference yet. They're 0-2. Lewis Cass, they've not played a conference game yet. They're 3-1. Northwestern, they're 0-1 in the East Division. They're 1-2 overall. The Western Panthers, they're 1-0 in the conference. They're 1-2 overall. We'll let you know about the West Division. The West Division, they have not played any conference games regarding the West Division. We'll mention Central Catholic. They're 2-1. Twin Lakes, they're 2-1. Benton Central, they're 2-1. And West Lafayette, also 2-1. Rensselaer Central, they're 1-2. The Blue Devils, they have a record presently at 1 win, no losses. They've had one game. It was a home game versus Tri-Central. As mentioned, they haven't played a conference game in the East Division. We'll mention the Blue Devils. Their first outing, they got 85 points. They gave up 69 points. That game went to halftime, 38-33. We'll mention the head coach for Tipton is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 30 wins, 19 losses. Working in year number 3 at Tipton. Overall, he's a 41-year varsity basketball coach. 527 wins, 378 losses. Tonight is his game number 906. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Tipton is Tuesday, December 7th. It's going to be Larry Bird's birthday. It's also going to be Pearl Harbor Day. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils will travel to the Elwood Panthers. They'll have a 6 o'clock JV and a 7:30 varsity game. Putney in sports will be there. We'll also mention the Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles, also a 2A squad, sectional 40. Their school enrollment, 507. We'll mention gym capacity right here at Frankton High School. 2,400 can sit and watch. We'll also mention they have 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Alexandria High School. In their sectional is Frankton, Alexandria, Wapahani, Elwood, LaPelle, Monroe Central, and Winchester. And the principal at Frankton High School is Greg Granger. The athletic director is Brent Brobson. And the athletic secretary is Katrina Hunter. Put me in sports, quite grateful for the athletic department at Frankton High School. We'll mention Frankton High School is located at 610 Clyde Street. That's Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You can dial him by telephone, 765-754-7879. On the web, you can find them at franktonathletics.com. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. They are Alexandria. They're 2-1 presently on the season. Frankton, they're 1-1. Madison Grant, 2-1. Oak Hill, 2-1. Blackford, 1-0. Eastbrook, 1-1. Elwood, 0-2. And Mississinawa, 1-2. The Frankton Eagles currently, as mentioned, they're 1-1 on the season. Yet to play a conference game. We'll mention an average. This is an average of their 2 ball games. They score 63 points offensively. They give up an average of 59.5. We'll mention the head coach for the Frankton Eagles is Mr. Brent Brobson. Coach Brent Brobson has been here 14 years at Frankton High School. 214 wins, 115 losses. He's been to the state tournament twice. They captured the win back in 2017. The next game on the agenda for Frankfort following tonight's game will be Friday, December 10th. It'll be the Frankton Eagles traveling to Eastbrook High School to do battle with the Panthers. That'll be a 6:30 JV start and an 8 o'clock start for the varsity. That's at Eastbrook. We'll also mention a little bit about the scheduling for tonight's ball games. Ball games happening tonight and today. Saturday, December 4th, Hoosier Conference game night. Teams in action tonight. 7:30 start time. All 4 of these games are 7:30 starts. The Hoosier Conference East Division teams. Hamilton Heights tonight at Garen Catholic. Mississinawa at Northwestern. Tipton Blue Devils are here with the Frankton Eagles. Western is at Frankfort tonight. We'll mention Hoosier Conference at Lafayette Jeff today. Afternoon games. This is in the part of a tournament. We'll mention 3 West Division teams in action tonight from the Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central, one of them. They battled with McCutcheon. That was a 1 o'clock start this afternoon. Benton Central, they battled with Penn Lake. That was a 3 o'clock start this afternoon. In the Harrison Raiders out of West Lafayette, they did battle with Central Catholic Knights. That game started at 5 o'clock. It probably has concluded by now. And we'll mention in all 7 conference teams at the Hoosier Conference in action today playing basketball. 3 of them are idle. So the band out on the sport court right now making a joyful noise. A lot of percussion. Sounds nice. 2:07 on the game clock. That's pregame. And we'll also mention on hand here tonight is Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman's here. I say, well, she's quite a writer. She's very good. She works for the Tipton Tribune. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle, that's two L's, underscore Garman. That's at Michelle underscore Garman for updates on area games and matches. So Saints and Eagles out of the locker room. Blue Devils at center court right now. They're getting to get together in a circle right there, talking it up amongst each other. And should be a good ball game. Usually is right here. And also at Tipton, these two teams get together. You know, they play to win. It's a 32-minute game, and it ought to be fun. I'm going to go ahead and, well, we're going to have the national anthem. But we'll get a head start on the starters, and we'll talk about the non-starters in today's ball game prior to the starters. Clock rolling down, 34 seconds. Got three officials ready to go. I think I recognize one. I've seen him before. Don't know the name, but I can see he's a good one. And they probably got a couple other good ones right there. Three guys going to govern this ball game. 16 seconds, clock rolling down. Working right here, we'll mention Tipton Blue Devils basketball. Broadcast support 2021-22. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And the Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a Tipton resident, Fritz Auto Sales and Service and Fishers, Lisa Soaks Bears, Century 21, AGM Auto, LLC, Arcadia, Indiana, Indiana Express Rentals, South 8th Street, Noblesville. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. That's our national anthem. The band is on hand, sounding marvelous. We'll go ahead and mention Central Indiana Conference game night tonight, December 4th, 7:30 start times, Eastern. The Eastern Comets are at Alexandria, Elwood at Daleville, Madison Grant at Adams Central, Mississinawa at Northwestern, and Tipton right here with the Frankton Eagles. Five of the eight Central Indiana teams in action tonight. We're going to mention the Blue Devils. We're going to go with the non-starters. Number two, Maverick Conaway. He's a junior. Number four, Gavin Hare. He's a sophomore. Number five, Clark Rodeball. He's a junior. Number 23, Aiden Toll. He's a senior. The starters for the Blue Devils. Number three, Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'4" freshman. Number 11, Nolan Swan. He's a 6-foot sophomore. They're working right there. Pulled one on me right there, and we're going to set this down. We're going to mention Nolan Swan's number 11, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 21, Nate Powell. He's a 6'4" senior. Number 22 is Jackson Money. He's a 5'11 sophomore. And number 33 is Sam Ridgeway, a 6'8" senior. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins, now the non-starter for Frankton. Number 3, Joey Wright. Joey Wright is a freshman. Number 10, Eli Manis. He's a senior. Number 11, Logan Leaf. He's a sophomore. Number 14, Bubba Nemley. He's a sophomore. Number 21 is Gage Rapsteder. He's a junior. 22 is Brady Carmack. He's a freshman. 23 is Nate Moore, sophomore. Number 30 is Jarrett Morris. He's a freshman. Number 32 is Eli White, a senior. Now the starting lineup for the Frankton Eagles. Number 12, Tyler Bates. He's a 6-foot junior. Number 20, that's Jacob Davenport. He's a 6'1 senior. Number 24, that's Colin Gardner. He's a 6'4 junior. Number 33, that's Harrison Schwinn. He's a 6'4 senior. And number 42 is Blake Mills. He's a 6'2 senior. The Frankton Eagles are coached by Brent Grobson. Getting ready for some basketball. Turned the lights out on me. I've seen that before. I wasn't quite ready. Had to use my iPhone to provide some lights. That worked out just fine. 8 minutes on the game clock. They're getting ready to jump it up. In the center circle for the Gifton Blue Devils is number 33, Sam Ridgeway. The Frankton Eagles getting ready to take the floor. Going to clean their shoes off right there with the rapid adhesive right there. And all five of them are going to step to the center circle there. We're going to see number 33 also for Frankton, Harrison Schwinn, 6'4 senior, going to get 6'8" Sam Ridgeway. So we're getting ready to have some basketball. 7:39 on the wristwatch. Here comes the toss. Toss is good. Jump was early for Harrison Schwinn. It's going to be tipped to the backcourt, picked up by the Blue Devils during the front court now. Going to work it down low with Nate Powell. He's back his way in. Kick it back out. 2 feet behind the arc. Wouldn't go. 3-point shot. Put back is good. It's Sam Ridgeway. That 3-point shot out top was taken by Nolan Swan. 7:38 on the game clock. Working in around the perimeter, Frankton Eagles. Out top, number 12, Tyler Bates. He'll work at left side behind the arc. He'll cross over. Baseline, that's number 20, Jacob Davenport. He'll dish off. 3-point shot good in front of the Blue Devils bench. That's 33, Harrison Schwinn. 3-2 contest. Frankton in front. Early going, first quarter. 7:13. Going to be an up and down game. You can just sense it. Working it out top, working it around, works it inside to Nate Powell, who backs his way in the lane. Take a one-handed floater. About a 4-footer, got the bucket. 2-point bucket for Nate. 4-3 contest. 6:55 on the game clock. First quarter at Frankton High School. Double skip pass. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed out. Wendell rebound. Secured. He'll dish off. 2-point bucket. At 24, Colin Gardner. Gardner gets the bucket. Credit the assist to 33, Harrison Schwinn. 6:35 on the game clock. Working it back down the other way. Nate Powell dribbles it down. Across the timeline, he'll kick it back out behind the arc. Nolan Swan on the drive goes underneath the hoop, kicks it to the corner. With the basketball right there, Jackson Money dishes it back to Nolan Swan. They're working around the perimeter. Ball's in the hands now of Grady Carpenter. Freshman, they'll work it down low. Nate Powell, they'll go off the glass right side, 2-point bucket. Powell in his first outing versus Tri-Central came up with 22 points. But at the stripe, he was 2-for-8. He did make his first foul shot of the season. 6:06 on the game clock. It's a 6-5 contest. In the front court. Front court right there, that's 12, Tyler Bates. He'll pass it to the corner, number 20, Jacob Davenport. They'll work at left side, touches the hands of Blake Mills. They'll go in the paint right there. 2-point shot wouldn't fall. Shot taken by Colin Gardner. Rebound secured and taken away right there, going back the other direction. Tipton Blue Devils working behind the arc. 3-point shot short off the mark. Turnaround jumper on the putback. Good. 22 Jackson Money. That 3-point shot wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Money gets the putback. 6:5:28 out top. 3-point shot, number 2, second shot, 3-point shot of the game for Harrison Schwinn. It's an 8-8 ball game. Tie ball game, 5:15 left, first quarter. Jump shot, Nate Powell. He's going to get fouled on the way up. He's going to shoot two. Going to have that opportunity to step to the foul stripe. Waiting for a first shot to complete. Got a substitution. Going to check in for Frankson here momentarily. Couple shots for Nate Powell. First one good. Back in the ball. We're going to see in the ball game first time. Number three, Joey Wright. Joey Wright is a freshman, 5'9", taking a breather for Frankton. Going to be number 20, Jacob Davenport. Second shot on the way, rims out long, would go. Rebound, Frankton Eagles. Correct the board, number three, Joey Wright. He gets his feet wet right away. 5:04 on the game clock. Working the right side behind the arc. Going to drop it down low. They're working through the corner. Back out to 33, that's Harrison Schwinn. He's hit two threes thus far in the first quarter. They're going to run a spin out top. Kind of looks a little bit like the Harlem Globetrotters, but they don't do it for long. Behind the arc, short off the mark, wouldn't go. Shot taken, Tyler Bates. They're going to pass it through the front court. It's going to be deflected. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tipton. They're going to be in the front court bringing it in opposite of the scores bench. We're going to see a couple substitutions for the Blue Devils. Aiden Cole, number 23, going to step in the ball game. Taking a breather is Dan Ridgway. Also taking a breather right there for Tipton, Jackson Money. And in the ballgame first time for Tipton is Connor Hassong. He wears number 20. 4:36 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, then moving around. Then moving inside, Nate Powell. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Got the bucket, another four-footer. 11-8 contest, Tipton by three. 4:22 on the game clock. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Crowd's calling some directions right there. That's number 12, Tyler Bates. We're going to have a first timeout in the ballgame. 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout right here. Frankton. And I will let you know, if you didn't know, 1979, Westfield graduate Kristen Airy. Kristen Airy, currently Indiana Pacers TV play-by-play in Elster. If you didn't know, he worked more than a decade as radio host, radio voice for the Butler Bulldogs. He was going to be inducted. Actually, he was inducted into the Hamilton Carey Basketball Hall of Fame. That took place on Tuesday, November 30th. He's a Shamrock by heart. His dad used to coach the Shamrocks. He started in 1977 as the Shamrocks coach. And Kristen Airy played for dad at Westfield. Indiana Pacers right now, they had a game last night. They fell to the Miami Heat at home, 113-104. They're now 9-16 on this 82-game season, not 72. They're working to the right corner with the basketball, Frankton Eagles. Out top, they move it left side behind the arc. On the dribble, they bring it back out, 42, Blake Mills. Short off the mark, three-point shot taken, goes out of bounds. Going to be last touch by the Frankton Eagles. Checking back in the ballgame for the Eagles, going to be number 20, Jacob Davenport. Davenport going to check in. Blue Devils going to bring it in. They're going to face the full court pressure. They're going to have four in the backcourt guarding the basketball. I should say guarding each player. Going to go coast to coast there. Number 12, Tyler Bates guarding the basketball. That's number 11, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll pick it up. He'll work it behind the arc to Aiden Toll. Deflected, ends up in the hands of a Blue Devil. Number 20, Connor Hassong is going to be taken away. It's going to be a steal going back the other direction. Layup right there. Finger roll good. Number 20, Jacob Davenport. 3:28 on the game clock. In the front court, Blue Devils. It's an 11-10 ball game. Tipton in front. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. He'll work it left side. That was Grady Carpenter. Out top, Aiden Toll, three-point land, got it. Straight away, Toll for three, 14-10. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, left-handed dribble, Joey Wright. They'll move it left side in front of the Blue Devils bench. Skip pass and work it right side to Joey Wright. Once again, he'll square up and reset the offense. Behind the arc, picking him up right there is number three, Grady Carpenter. Goes into paint, ball's loose, stolen by Tipton. Going the other direction on the dribble is Grady Carpenter. He'll kick it to the corner. Noah Swange had a three. It was almost halfway down. It spun back out. 14-10 to the front court. Tipped away. Going to be saved right there in the front court for the Frankton Eagles. Number 20, Jacob Davenport with the basketball. They put it back out top to number 3, Joey Wright. He'll go back left side. They'll go baseline drive. Cut off right there by Nate Powell. They'll kick it to the opposite corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That shot taken by number 3, Joey Wright. Back the other direction, Blue Devils. First quarter, 2:10 left. Works it back to Toll. I should say Powell. They go outside, and Nolan Swan, right elbow extended, hits a three. It's 17-10. Blue Devils by 7. Ball's in the front court. Going to toss one in down low. Got it into 24. That's Gardner. Lost the handle. It's picked up by Tipton. They'll work it down low. They'll go off the glass. Put a spin move on there. He's going to go right-handed. He went left-handed off the left side of the glass. Two-point bucket for Nolan Swan. From the corner, shot wouldn't go. Three-point land. That was Tyler Bates. Number 12. Ball's rebounded by Tipton. They go in the front court. Spin move in the lane. Nate Powell, two-point bucket. Another four-foot shot for Nate Powell. 1:23 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Joey Wright from straight away. He'll work it right side. With the basketball, that's 12, Tyler Bates. They're working around the perimeter. They go left elbow. They'll dish it down low. Two-point bucket, and he'll get one shot. Going to be a foul called. Going through the hoop hard right there, left side off the glass. 24, Colin Gardner. They're going through the free throw stripe, and the first foul in the ballgame happens about 7 minutes into the game. Taking a breather for Tipton right now, number 3, Grady Carpenter. Going to change spaces on the lane right there. 109 left, three-point play opportunity. Number 24, Colin Gardner. Working on that free throw average. First one, only one. Got it. Three-point play for Gardner. 21-13. Gardner's going to check out, take a breather. Trev's going to check in. It's number 10, Eli Manis. Eli Manis, a senior. He's 6'2". Ball's in the backcourt pressure by Frankton. Nearly tipped away and now does. In the Tipton front court, stolen right there by Schwinn. Back the other direction. Shot wouldn't go. He got fouled. Going hard to the hoop right there, number 20, Jacob Davenport. So go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a couple. Fouls whistle. Blue Devils, number 20, Connor Hassong. He's got one. Blue Devils now with two. Take that back with one. Rims around. Shot, first shot, good. There's yet one more. A lot of substitutions going in the ballgame. Taking a breather, getting a medium five from Coach Hawkins. Right there is number 3, Grady Carpenter. Take that back, number 2, Maverick Conaway. Second shot, got it also. 21-15. Tipton in front by 6. Working that pass to break the press right there. Getting across the timeline. Out top of the basketball. In the ballgame for Tipton, 21, Nate Powell. Also in the ballgame, they're working right there. Going to be a steal. Steal in the backcourt, Frankton Eagles. They're working to the front court, 42. Blake Mills taking it across the timeline, 6'2", senior. He'll dish it back out to Joey Rice. He'll move it around the perimeter. He gets the ball back, elbow, left side. Behind the arc, on the dribble right side. They're just moving the basketball, making the Blue Devils move their feet on defense. They'll work it in, kick it back out. Point guard going to take the ball out top is Eli Manis. They'll give it up now. True point guard number 3, Joey Wright. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Looking for that last shot. Wright picks his dribble up. Dishes off. Going to be a shot in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. And they're going to call an offensive foul at the buzzer. Working right there. Working hard. Trying to get the bucket. Setting up, drawing the charge. Frankton Eagles going to pick up the foul. They have two, both teams with two here in the first quarter. And I will mention, that's number 20 offensive foul. That's Jacob Davenport. He's got one. We'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She has enthusiasm, experience, and she's knowledgeable. Lisa Soaks Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Soaks Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Soaks Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're getting ready for second quarter. Alternate arrow pointing the way of Tipton. And they might have it wrong at the scores bench. That's okay. That's not the first time that has happened. There was no tie-ups in the quarter. Tipton got the initial tip to the backcourt. That can happen. Sitting at the scores bench, you're doing a lot of other things. Sometimes you just don't flip the arrow. Sometimes at the top, you got enough room there to put blue, white, and keep crossing them out. And that's your double check. 8 minutes on the game clock. We're getting ready for second quarter. They're having a discussion, making sure it's right, making sure it's correct. And they're going to give the basketball to the Franklin Eagles. 8 minutes on the game clock, second quarter. It's a 21-15 contest. Ball's going to be brought in by Franklin Eagle, number 32, Eli White, a 6'2 senior. Brings it in slightly in the backcourt, Joey Wright, the point guard. They'll work it down inside to go off the glass. Defensive assignment, lapsing in a two-point bucket right there for number 20, Davenport. Good feed right there for number 32, Eli White. They'll work it out top. They'll work it down low. It's going to be a slam dunk. Sam Ridgway back in the game. They found him underneath. He was open straight up. He flushed it. 23-17. 7:28 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball. Triple threat. He'll dribble now. That was Blake Mills. He'll work it right side to Davenport. Back left side. They'll reset the offense out top with Joey Wright. 7:15 on the game clock. Second quarter. 23-17. Tipton by six. The dribble around now, right elbow, hit, kick it to the corner. They'll get it back out behind the arc at 42, Blake Mills. They'll pop a shot, just straddling the three-point line, wouldn't go. Franklin will track down the board, credit that board to Eli Manis. Out top, number 20, that's Jacob Davenport. They'll move it left side, does Joey Wright. They'll go inside or go off the glass, a shot taken by Blake Mills. A little bit of a bump there, no foul called. They'll go off the glass, left side. Blue Devils score two, credit the bucket, 22, Jackson Money. Jackson Money in his initial ball game this year, he got 22. 25-17. 6:27 on the game clock. They'll work it back out top on the dribble. Going hard to the hoop. Davenport is going to go hard to the hoop and setting up, drawing the charge. Davenport going to pick up another foul on a charging foul. We're in the second quarter. That's his second foul. Team foul number three for the Eagles. Two thus far for the Blue Devils. He's going to check out the ballgame. That's number 20, Davenport. Back in the ballgame, number 12, Tyler Bates. They run the 2-1-2 in the half court. The work it ends, and Nate Powell. They go off the glass, wouldn't go. Try to skip the rebound out to teammate 22, Jackson Money, couldn't get it done, going back the other direction. Off the glass, coast to coast. What a play. He got the board, he got the bucket. Number 42, Blake Mills. 5:55 left, second quarter. Out top of the basketball, Nolan Swan being guarded there by Joey Wright. Works it outside, behind the arc, the dribble. Grady Carpenter gets it back to Swan. He'll take it to the left corner. That's Jackson Money, now back out top. They'll get it back to Money. Money goes drive baseline, take a floater, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. He'll put it back up in the end. Soft shot. Rims around, hits the backboard, and falls in. 27-19. 5:25 left. Second quarter. Tipton at Franklin. Working his ball in the front court. Franklin Eagle, number three, Joey Wright. They'll kick it left side. They'll go to the corner with it. Step back three on the way. A little bit long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Going to be a jump ball. Simultaneous possession. On the rebound, going to give the ball back to Tipton. That shot taken there outside the arc there. Three-point land was number 10, Eli Manis. Nearly went. Caromed out long on the rim. 5:09 on the game clock. 27-19. Blue Devils by 8. Getting the ball across the timeline with the pass. In the book game for Tipton is number 2, Maverick Conaway. Ball's out top, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll take it to the corner. On the dribble there is Carpenter. They get it back out to Nolan Swan. Swan's going to take a left elbow extended three, and he got it. Three-point shot for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan shooting 36%. Behind the arc, 35% is good. 4:35 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, they'll move it right side behind the arc. Touches the hands of Manis. Then Joey Wright. Now they're going to go baseline. Going to be an unfortunate dribble off the foot. Goes out of bounds. 4:26 left. Timeout. Frankton Eagles. Going to be a 30-second. A shutdown. Going to be a 60-second timeout. 4:26 left. We're in the second quarter. It's 30-19. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Tipton Blue Devils. Speaking of Purdue, wow, Coach Matt Painter, they say next week the Purdue Boilermakers going to slip into that number one spot in the nation. That's pretty good. They say that's going to be the first time they've ever been there. Let's hope they can stay there for quite a while. But those rankings don't mean a whole lot when you're playing the game. 4:22 on the game clock. Tip, they're going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. It's Carpenter. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Picking him up out top in the ballgame once again is Jacob Carpenter. They're working to the corner. Three-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Maverick Conaway. He'll be picked up there on the rebound by Franklin. They'll go the other direction. Touches the hands of Harrison Schwinn. Schwinn back in the ballgame. Just under 4 minutes left here in the first half. They're working around the perimeter. To the corner, back out top. 3 points out on the way. A little bit off center. Wouldn't go. Number 12, Tyler Bates. Tipped and boards the basketball. Crossing the timeline. On the dribble crossover, Grady Carpenter dishes it down low. Off the glass wouldn't go. Ridgeway. Ridgeway went back up. Couldn't get the put back. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Blue Devil. 3:34 on the game clock. Taking a breather in the ballgame right now. A well-deserved breather. Joey Wright. Back in the ballgame, number 12, Tyler Bates. The ball's going to be brought in 84 feet away. Brought in there, Crankton. Number 24, Colin Gardner. They'll work it right side behind the arc. They'll bounce it back out top to Schwinn behind the arc. He's picked up by Aiden Cole. Back out top near the center circle, number 20, that's Jacob Davenport. Picking him up right there is Maverick Conaway. He'll dish off. Mills. They run the weed out top. 3:10 left here in the second quarter. 30-19 behind the arc with the basketball and the dribble. He'll reset the offense. That's 12, Tyler Bates. He'll take it right side. He'll dribble in. He'll dish it off. That was Pat Davenport. They get it back to 12, Bates. And the ball's going to be out top now on the restart. Number 20, Davenport. Behind the arc, pass, jump pass, and work it in. Has Schwinn lost the handle in the paint. It's picked up by Aiden Cole, going back the other direction. The Blue Devils, outside the paint, shot when he go for Nolan Swan, crashing the boards with Nate Powell. Nolan Swan going to shoot from the corner with a good screen from Toll, Shad wouldn't go. I should say a good screen from Powell, Shad wouldn't go. 2:25 left here in the second quarter. 30-19. Ball's in the front court. The Franklin Eagles. Out top of the basketball, Blake Mills versus number 42. He'll get you back to guard. Number 12, that's Tyler Bates. They'll work it down outside the arc right there with the basketball. That was number 20, Davenport. They dish it in. Shot and go off the rim. Wouldn't fall for 24, Colin Gardner. 1:54 left in the second quarter. 30-19. A little bit of a drought here on the floor for a few minutes here. We'll see if we going to get caught back up. 30-19, varsity contest. Work it down low. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Aiden Toll, short off the rim. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Schwinn. Back at the top of the key. Extended. That's Tyler Bates. Guarding him, Nolan Swan. They dish it right side. He'll dribble in and kick it to the corner. Shot on the way. Off the rim. Wouldn't go. That three-point shot taken by Tyler Bates. Rebound out of there. Blue Devils. He'll dribble across the timeline. That's Grady Carpenter. Where's number three? Back behind the back dribble. He'll work it to the baseline and work it back around to Aiden Toll. Now back out top to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Inside the arc, he'll kick it to the corner. There's Carpenter. He's on the dribble now, being guarded there somewhat closely by Blake Mills. He'll work it across the lane right there. That's Aiden Toll. Kicks it outside for a three-point shot. Wouldn't go. That was Carpenter. Go back the other direction. That rebound secured by Jacob Davenport. 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Nearing halftime, 30-19. Blue Devils in front. Shot off the mark, baseline. Shot when you go, two-point land for Tyler Bates. Rebound secured by Franken. They're going to take shots right there from the stripe. Free throw line once again. 33 at the line. Harrison Schwinn. Schwinn shooting 73% at the stripe. First one rims out. He's now 8-for-12 on the season. Checking out the ball game, taking a breather, Jacob Davenport. 31 seconds left. Second quarter, first half. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. Schwinn couldn't get either. 27 seconds left. Blue Devils going to walk across the timeline on a dribble pace. Number 11, Nolan Swan. He's going to land right there opposite the scores bench, right next to where the scores bench used to be. This gym, pretty much the same architect as the old middle school in Hamilton Heights used to be, the Barton B. High School. Shot out top for Swan, wouldn't go. Rimmed out of there, picked up by Franklin. They go off the glass. Shot to buzzer, wouldn't go. That was Tyler Bates. We'll go to halftime, 30-19, tipped in by 11, 10 minutes on the intermission clock as the band makes a pure and beautiful, joyful noise here at Franklin High School. They sound marvelous. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, go to Arcadia right there on Highway 19. Take Howard Street. It's a T road. Go west off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto. This game also being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around 1720 South 10th Street. It's right there in Noblesville. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, prices low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, they're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them at 317-773-7391. Or online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. We're going to take a break in the action right now. We're going to talk with a friend of mine, a friend of yours. We're going to unplug this headset, and we'll hope it'll stay put. We're going to talk to a gentleman. We got a halftime guest with us. We're going to talk with a friend of mine, Coach Tegan Cherry. Tegan Cherry joining us right here. We're thankful that he's here. And I'm Coach Cherry, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's always good to come over to Franklin, the atmosphere, the nostalgia here at Franklin. And after a nice win today at the Husky Dome, it's even better.
That's not good. I got to mention, you claimed a good victory from a good team.
Yeah, Twin Lakes is a really good team, and they scored at a high level, and I was really proud of our girls today. Mentally, we were locked in for 32 minutes. They've got two girls that can really score at a high level, and we made it really difficult for them to get going.
That's a Hoosier Conference game. It was cross-conference, but that matchup could happen again.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's likely. Ben Central is really good on that side. Twin Lakes is good. You know, you can never count out West Lafayette or Central Catholic. So there's a high probability that we might see them again.
Right now, you've got four wins at home. That has to feel good.
Hey, it's always good to win at home. And we've got a really passionate fan base. And they're very supportive. So I was proud of our girls today for how hard they play. And I think the fans appreciate that. And it's always good to win at home.
You took your record to 5-3. You're going to take that record next week on December 7th, Larry Bird's birthday. You're going to take that over to Northwestern and do battle with them for one game at 6 p.m.
Yeah, hopefully we can shoot it like Larry Bird over there. Northwestern is a really good team. Coach Layden does a fantastic job. Her daughter's a really good player, you know, going to Purdue to play basketball. So they're going to do a number of different things. You know, they switch up their defenses between that 1-2-2, half-court trap, 2-3 zone. So hopefully we can go over there and just score one more point than they do and just somehow get a win.
So what, Northwestern, they've done pretty well.
Yeah, Kathy does a fantastic job over there. I mean, her record speaks for itself. You know, Bostic and the older Layden sister, you know, that run they had over a four-year period was phenomenal. Those are great teams, and you combine great players with great coaching like she, and it makes for a pretty special run, and she's been able to have success.
We're in a gym right now, Class 2A. Franklin Eagles girls have done well in the last 5 years.
Yeah, they have. They've had tremendous success, went to the state finals, and ran into a buzzsaw with Linton Stockton, but they've got a nice program over here. They were on our schedule at one time, and I always enjoy coming over here. Just the Franklin community is passionate about basketball. It's an old school feel over here with this gym, and it's sort of how I remember growing up watching high school basketball with a packed crowd and the band playing and just a lot of passion on both sides, both Tipton's and I and Franklin.
I tell you what, they play basketball in a whole lot of schools. You're from Pendleton Heights. You got a pretty good education of basketball over there, did you not?
I'm extremely blessed. As a player, I got to play for Coach Chobuck, who I can't say enough great things about. You know, he sort of instilled the idea of wanting to be a coach into me. I mean, I would do anything for that man. I mean, I would run through a wall, and I thought as a player, you know, even then, I would do anything that he asked. I would still do that to this day. Anything that he would need me to do or ask me to do, I would do that.
He obviously instills a lot of character into you, and you're rubbing that character off right there on your team, the Huskies.
Yeah, I mean, he was passionate. He was a competitor. He was always prepared, and he instilled that into all of his players, and I appreciate that as a player. And then I was able to coach over there under who I would consider, you know, one of the best X and O coaches in Brian Hahn. You talk about a guy that did things and went to compete against teams that, frankly, should out-athlete us and beat us every night. His teams were always prepared. He was always like five plays ahead of anybody else, and I admired him for that, and he certainly taught me a lot. So between Coach Buck playing for him and being able to be an assistant under Brian Hahn, I feel like I hit the lottery in terms of being preparing me to be a head coach at Hamilton Heights.
I tell you what, that's a good coach. We saw today, you shook hands with him, you talked to him. Brad Bowsman, he's been there 19 years right there at Twin Lakes.
Yeah, he's a fantastic coach, and we talked about that pregame. I told him he's sort of a dinosaur. You don't run into many coaches that have been there for as long as he has at Twin Lakes. And, you know, he's got a bunch of wins under his belt over there. The boys coach has been there for a long time, too. So that's even, you know, a little more unusual to have boys and girls coaches with that long a tenure.
Yeah, Ken Adams, the coach over there, the boys, I tell you what, he's got 500 games under his belt. He's 30 years at Twin Lakes. He's 34 years overall. He's the AD, and he also AD's the middle school at Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's impressive, and to have that sort of tenure, I mean, you're doing a lot of right things to have that. You know, at some point, you run into stretches where maybe you don't have the success that you want, and a lot of administrations, a lot of schools want to move on and find a different coach. So kudos to Twin Lakes for sticking with their coaches thick and thin, and they do a great job.
I'm going to ask you, when did you know that you wanted to be a basketball coach?
Probably after my junior year when we were fortunate enough to win sectional, watching Coach Buck prepare, the relationship that he had with his players, the impact that he can have on young kids, young guys at the time, the impact that he's had on me in terms of my life, and the way that I, you know, being a husband, being a dad, all of those things, that I wanted to be him. I wanted to be Coach Buck. And so after my junior and senior year, I loved to compete. I saw those things in Coach Buck, and that's really what spurred me on to want to be a coach.
When you were at Pendleton, I mean, you guys got a fabulous school there, fabulous everything, and they had dark green. How'd you like that dark green?
Well, there was nothing more special than being able to put on that dark green blazer that we would wear for a pregame. That meant a lot then. That's something that Coach Buck, you know, he brought that to Pendleton, wearing the blazers and looking nice when we would travel. And at home, we would wear the dark green suit jacket or dress jacket with khaki pants, shirt and tie. And it was, again, it was about representing not only yourself, but the program, the school, and the community. And that was Coach Buck's way. I mean, there was a standard in everything that he did. The man was always prepared. He uses a ruler to write on a piece of paper so his lines are perfectly straight. That was just his attention to detail. And it started not only in practice, but when we went on the road, we were going to look like young men and represent the school community in first-class manner.
Did he teach a class?
He was the dean of students at the time when I was in school. So fortunately, I guess maybe I was lucky and didn't get caught sometimes, but I didn't make many trips to the office. And when I did, it was more X's and O's than discipline.
Coach Keegan Perry, I like talking to you. You're a great man. I appreciate you.
AJ, likewise. I appreciate your support and all you do for Hamilton Heights and specifically our Lady Basketball program. You're one of a kind, and we appreciate your support.
We're all one of a kind. We're all snowflakes.
There you go. Thank you. Go Huskies.
Here we go. That's halftime. That was Coach Keegan Perry. Yes, we are all snowflakes. They're not one the same as the next. We're going to plug this back in. Coach Keegan Perry, Hamilton Heights girls basketball program. He's here watching the ball game, Frankton and Tipton. Nice interview. He's a soft-spoken man. Enjoyable. 8 minutes on the game clock. Going to be brought in from half court. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Frankton. Going to be brought in right there by Schwinn. Slightly to the backcourt on the dribble. Number 12, Tyler Bates. He'll take the point. They'll work to the corner. They'll kick it back into Swin. Outside the paint. Block shot. Block shot Sam Ridgway. Ball ends up in the hands of Frankton. Credit to put back right there. Wouldn't go. Wouldn't go that time. Colin Gardner. He got the rebound. He dished it off to Swin. Swin went up for a shot. Got shot in the act of shooting. He'll shoot a couple. fouls whistled on Sam Ridgeway. He's got one first foul, second half on Tipton. Long off the rim, first shot wouldn't go. At the free throw line, Harrison Schwinn. Harrison Schwinn, he's a senior, 6'4". He got the second one. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Harrison Schwinn, 7:43. Second half, we're in the third quarter. Franklin and Tipton, varsity basketball, boys variety. They'll work it right side behind the arch, Sam Ridgeway. They'll work it down low. They get it down there to be picked up by Jackson Money. He's going to dish it inside to Nate Powell. He'll work his way in. Floater off the mark. From the paint would go. Dives after the loose ball. Couldn't get it. Pushed it out of bounds, but hit the floor going after that loose ball on his errant shot. I tell you what, the guy can play. 7:22 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Side court. Right there in the back court by 80 feet away. Brought in number 12, Tyler Bates. They'll work it right side. Bounce pass behind the arc. Going to give it to Davenport. He'll dribble it back out. They get it in the hands of Blake Mills. They're working around the perimeter. Going to be worked in right there. They'll go off the glass. Block shot. Sam Ridgeway tried to block another one. Rebound secured. Went back up with his second shot. Got the second in the paint. That's Colin Gardner. Gardner for two over Ridgeway the second time. 30-22, an 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. They'll work it down low. Nate Powell, he'll go baseline. Take a shot, he'll go back up. Off the glass, wouldn't get it. Guys on board, other side of the rim. Got the bucket that time from the right side off the glass. 32-22, 10-point ball game. Blue Devils in front. 6.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Out top of the basketball, Blake Mills. They'll work it right side behind the arc. That's Tyler Bates back to Mills. Mills with the dribble. Out top, that's Jacob Davenport straight away. Picking him up right there is Jackson Money. They'll work it outside the arc. Schwinn. Schwinn's going to work it in low. Going to go off the glass. Got the bucket. Pretty good play right there. Jackson Money was right there. Couldn't find the pass. But the pass is good. And 2 points for Tyler Bates. 32-24. 5:52 on the game clock. Sam Ridgeway out top behind, beyond the arc. He'll dish it off to Nolan Swan. They'll work it in, Nate Powell. Inside out play, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Rebound, Franklin. Credit the board, 24, Colin Gardner. They'll dish it off point guard. They'll call out some directions just across the timeline with the basketball on the dribble, Tyler Bates. Out top, they'll move the basketball to the hands of Gardner. He'll dish off to Davenport. They kick it back out behind the arc. 3-point shot would go that time for Schwinn. They throw it up ahead. The Blue Devils trying to get an advantage in the front court. They throw it too tall, too fast, and it goes out of bounds underneath their own basket. 5:16 on the game clock. 32-24, back to an 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball. They'll pick up the dribble. Out top, that's Colin Gardner. He'll hand off to Blake Mills. They'll work it down low and swatted away by Nate Powell. Picked up by three. That's Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Baseline floater would go for Nolan Powell. Rebound Franklin. Credit the board. Number 12, Tyler Bates. They'll go baseline. Kick it back out. It's Davenport. Elbow right side. Rims off long. Would go. Rebound. Nolan Swan of Tipton. He'll bounce pass down low off the glass. Credit a good assist from Nolan Swan and credit the bucket, 22, Jackson Money, 34-24. Out top with the basketball, you got the triple threat. That's Blake Mills. He'll bounce pass right side. They'll go baseline drive. They'll kick it to the corner. 3-point shot, good. The right corner, baseline, good. For number 12, that's Tyler Bates. 4:10 left. Third quarter, 4:07 on the game clock. Clock moving. In the front court, Blue Devil picked up by Jackson Money. Off top, he'll work at left side. Nolan Swan after the corner to Grady Carpenter. Back out on the dribble is Nolan Swan. He'll work it right side. He'll take it to the hoop and he's in the paint. They'll go off the glass, get the bucket. Going to be a timeout call on the floor. Aiden Toll going to check in to the lineup. They're going to take a timeout right now called by the coach, Robson. They're going to stay standing up. It's going to be a 30 seconds. 3:49 left, 36-27, Blue Devils by 9. This game is also in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you want to find yourself and find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck, you can find it, because that quality moving truck is not far away. Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number, 317-773-4800. They've got 26-foot box trucks. They've got a Tommy lift. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Frankton Eagles on the dribble. Tyler Bates. He'll work it right side behind the arc. On the dribble is Blake Mills. He'll work it back left side. Number 10, Eli Manus, in the ball game for Frankton. He'll dribble it. Dribble drive right side. Dish off. Catching the hands of Davenport. They'll get the ball back around behind the arc. That's Blake Mills. He'll pass it back out and they'll reset the offense. Moving it around the perimeter quickly. Frankton Eagles. Picked up right there. Picked his dribble up. Manus works it left side. Catches the hands of 24, Colin Gardner. They'll work it down low in the paint. That's Gardner on the dribble behind the arc. The worker. Cross-court skip pass. Didn't get through. Difficult pass to make it through that far, but went out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. So they'll bring it in. Frankton will bring it in front of their bench. That's Tyler Bates. Going to trigger the inbound. They take it up high in the paint. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Nate Powell got a blocked shot on the play. That shot was taken by 24, Colin Gardner. 6'4", Nate Powell swatted it out of bounds. 3 minutes left. Going to be brought in left of the basket on the baseline. Frankton baseline. You'll talk it in high. They get the inside. They'll go back outside. Tyler Bates couldn't get the three. Rebound Frankton. Shot from the corner. Blake Mills wouldn't go. Going back the other direction, Blue Devils, Nate Powell with the board. He'll dribble across the timeline. He'll take it to the corner, Aiden Toll. Toll shot when he go from three-point land, rebound secured, and back up in the paint off the glass. That's Nate Powell. Two-point bucket, 38-27, an 11-point advantage for Tipton. Out top of the basketball. They'll work it back out top. They'll reset the offense. That's number 10 right there, Eli Manus. He'll chase it off. 20, Davenport. They're working around the perimeter. Back to Manus in the corner. They'll go right side. Blake Mills. Mills going to drive the lane. He'll kick it back to the corner with the basketball. Tyler Bates. They're working it around outside the arc. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Three-point land. Shot taken by Manus. Back the other direction. Blue Devils. They'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket good for Aiden Toll. 1:54 on the game clock. Go back the other direction. Defense. Blue Devils taking their time getting back on defense. Two-point bucket. I believe that was 20. Jacob Davenport left-handed off the glass. Layup. 1:42. Ball's into paint. Nolan Swan couldn't get the shot. He's going to try to steal the outlet pass, and it goes out of bounds off of Nolan Swan. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is Carpenter. Also back in the ballgame is Wright. And also number 23, Nate Moore, in the ballgame. He's a 6'2 sophomore. They'll bring it in backcourt. Can be picked up. Blue Devils enters the lineup with number 20, Connor Hassong. Going to pick him up half court. Put the pressure on him. Now back out top. Ball's in the hands of Manus. Works it right side behind the arc. Joey Wright. Ball's loose. Picked up there on the baseline by Frankton. Credit to pick up Nate Moore. Out top of the basketball. Picking his dribble up. Right there, that was number 3, Joey Wright. Working it back the other direction. Work it in there, balls around the perimeter. Frankton still with control of the basketball. It'll be 1 minute left here in the quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Tipton. Going to give it to Frankton across from the scorer's bench, about halfway into the front court. It's going to be brought in by number 3, Joey Wright. Taking a breather, checking out of the lineup momentarily, right here, I should say, 22, Jackson Money. We're going to hold up the situation right there. Might have a little blood on the uniform. I'm not sure. Nate Powell going to have to go out of the ballgame. They'll check on him. Might have just a little bit of blood right there on the left shin. They'll work that out. They've got a trainer. Mr. Burke, not probably here tonight. He got his opportunity to not go to every game. So they're checking on him. They're allowing him to work it in right now. Nope, they're going to put a sub in. We're ready to continue. Nate Powell getting worked on by the trainer of Frankton. Working it back around with the basketball. 20 Davenport, now back out top. Into the hands of 23, Nate Moore. They'll dish it back to Joey Wright to the corner. Some more. Moore on the dribble. Out top with the basketball. They'll reset the offense right there with Joey Wright. Working around the perimeter. We'll go to the corner with it on skip pass to Joey Wright. They're trying to bounce it in. Trying to get it into Swin, and it's intercepted. Stolen by number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll make a long pass down the court, and his ball will get intercepted. They'll go back the other direction. Frankton in the front court. 24 seconds left, third quarter. On the dribble, Joey Wright. Elbow left side. Wouldn't go, short off the rim. Rebound Tipton. Credit the board. That's number 20, Connor Hassong. Ball's in the front court. Tipton looking for the final shot. Nate Powell evidently going to be okay. Jogged over to the bench. He's not in the ball game now. Working it around in the paint. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Nolan Swan. No foul called. But he did get the bucket. Well done for Swan. Picked up two more. 42-39. Working right here. We've got one more quarter and maybe extras. We don't know. 8 minutes on the game clock. Checking in the ball game at the scores bench for the fourth quarter for Frankton is 42, Blake Mills. I'm going to mention there's 3 Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame selections going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame in the state of Indiana. That Hall of Fame over at Newcastle might be at Hickory. Don't quote me, but I'll mention the first one I'll mention is Doug Mitchell. Doug Mitchell, a Hamilton Heights graduate. Outstanding basketball player, went to Butler, played basketball. He's a career coach from North Central High School. He retired after the 2017-18 season. Doug Mitchell is going to be inducted. Also, Matthew Curtis Painter. That's Matt Painter, working his 17th year at Purdue. He's a Delta High School graduate. He started at Purdue as their coach in 2004-2005. He used to play for Gene Katie. And right now, they call that court in Purdue at Gene Katy Court. And pretty good, well done right there. He's also going to be inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. I'll let you know of the third one here at the next break. Checking the ball in right there. Blue Devils enter the ball right there. Ball's in the hands of Grady Carpenter, left side. Out top of the basketball, Nolan Swan. He'll kick it to the corner. Left-handed three-point shot for Hassong. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Going to be the last touch, they said, by Frankton. Hitting the floor, going after the loose ball was Nate Powell. He was working right there against Blake Mills, 42, for Frankton. They're going to say it was knocked out of bounds off of Frankton. Going to be brought in front of the Blue Devils bench. Brought in by Nolan Swan. In the front court there on the dribble is Grady Carpenter. And working left side in front of Coach Cliff Hawkins right there. He'll dish it down low to Nate Powell. Nate Powell turnaround jumper in the paint. Got the bucket. Nate Powell pretty much has a patent on that turnaround jumper in the paint. 7:20 on the game clock. 44-29. Three-point bucket. Good. Credit the shot. Jacob Davenport for 3. To get the ball in. Full-court pressure right there. Breaking the press on the dribble. Grady Carpenter dishes down low to Nate Powell, who go left-handed off the glass, a layup, 46-32 on the dribble. Working a baseline off the glass, got the bucket. That's Davenport once again in the front court, two-point basket for Davenport. 6:48 on the game clock. On the dribble, they'll pass it to the front court, Nolan Swan. He'll take it down low. They'll try the reverse layup. Sam Ridgeway. Ridgeway got fouled on the way up, trying to reverse layup. He'll go to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on Frankton, number 33, Harrison Schwinn. He picked up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. There's 1 foul each side here in the second half. at the free throw line, Sam Ridgway. He'll take two. First one would go. Sam Ridgway at the stripe. He shot two this season. He's looking for that first make. 6:41. He'll eye it and fly it. It'll rim off long. Rebound to Schwinn. 6:38 on the game clock. Going to cross the timeline at a dribble pace right there, left-handed dribble. That's Joey Wright calling out some directions. Waiting for the offense to accumulate. There it is. Develops. Out top with the basketball once again is Wright. He moved the basketball to Schwinn. Gets it back. Hands it off to Davenport. Way out top being guarded by Sam Ridgway. He'll hand the ball off right there to Blake Mills. Mills out top with the basketball being guarded by Grady Carpenter. Bounce pass, right side, elbow extended, back out top to move it around the perimeter. Blake Mills goes baseline, kicks it back out, 3-point shot on the way, got it. Frankston Eagle, number 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore is a 6'2" sophomore for three. 5:52 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, 46-37. Shot outside the arc, wouldn't go. A little bit of a contact right there, shot taken by Noah Swan. Might have been in a goaltending, the net, the ball in the net. Might have been pushed out. Not sure. No call. Blue Devils fans didn't quite like it. Even the bench. But anyway, 5:32 on the game clock. 30-second timeout by Tipton. We'll also mention that third person. There are 19 inductees. I'm mentioning three. The three folks you might know. Tony Etchison. Tony Etchison is the third that I'm thinking of. He's a 1991 graduate of Noblesville High School. He's got three sons. He's got JP, Gus, and Tillman. He went to Mercer University, four-year basketball scholarship. And I'll mention, I believe he is number four or five, all-time leading scorer for the Noblesville Millers. And he would never have told you that. And I'm right in front of him is Scott Hafner. That's pretty good company. Scott Hafner, an NBA player. So those are the three. Tony Etchison, Matt Painter, and Doug Mitchell. That's going to be in March 2022. The inductees will be there. I hope they can all make it. I know one will not, but we love him. 5:23 on the game clock. Working it back around the bounce pass. Noah Swan out top, double team. They'll work it right side. They're going to work it down low. Nate Powell, he'll bring it back out. 3-point shot straight away. Good. Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll, I believe that's his second three. He's got a two. He's in the ball game. He's playing well. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. They'll work a pass down low off the glass. Got the bucket. Going to be a 3-point play opportunity. That's Harrison Schwinn. Harrison Schwinn gets the bucket. He'll shoot one more. Foul whistle on Aiden Toll. He picks up number two. Team foul number two, second half. Hassan's going to check out the ball game for Tipton. Take a breather. One shot for Harrison Schwinn. Averages 13.5 a game in two ball games. He got that one. 3-point play good for Schwinn. 4:54 on the game clock. On the dribble, stops his dribble in the backcourt. It's Grady Carpenter. He gets his pocket cleaned. 3-point shot off the mark. Right side behind the arc. That shot taken there by Nate Moore. Where'd he go? Rebound stage. Going to be a foul on the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul on, we'll double check. It's on Tipton, number 12. We'll double check here. Not quite, that's quite right. But we'll check on that. And then the foul's on Franklin, number 12, Tyler Bates. There we go. Ball across the timeline, Nolan Swan. Pass down low. That was Jake. What a play. Money made an errant pass. Got intercepted. He intercepted the pass right after it. Got it right back. They worked it down low. Straight in. No glass needed. Number 21, Nate Powell for two. 51-40. 4:15 left. Fourth quarter. Out top of the basketball on the dribble straight away is Blake Mills. Picking him up is number three, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Now out top, Tyler Bates on the dribble. It's going to be a steal. Might see a slam dunk here. We are going to see a soft layup He heard footsteps behind him. That's not a bad idea, but I do believe that Frankton Eagle was going to allow the dunk. I do believe, but you can't take for granted. 3:45 on the game clock, on the dribble. We're going to behind the arc. Davenport, I take that back. It's Blake Mills. Reverse layup wouldn't go. Rebound, Brady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter gets the board. They work it down low. Good pass from Jake, from Money into Powell in the paint. Two-point bucket for Nate Powell. 55-40. 3:23 left here in the fourth quarter. Straight away with the basketball, back pedal dribble. Working the right there is Blake Mills. He's working against Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it right side, way behind the arc. Davenport now with the basketball. They'll work it in. It'll be a good bounce pass. Reverse layup, good. That's a good assist right there from Tyler Bates. Credit the bucket to Nate Moore. In the paint. 12-footer, rimmed around, fell in. Jacob Money, I should say Jackson Money with the bucket. Two-point bucket, 57-42. From the corner, Nate Moore couldn't get the three. Rebound secured by Franken. Dribbling in, Davenport. Davenport going to kick it out to the corner, save the basketball. Three-point shot, left elbow extended. Number 12, Tyler Bates for Frankton Eagles, making a comeback right here, 57-45. Driving to the hoop there, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul on 42, Blake Mills. Blake Mills picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Theoretically, you think about this ballgame, it's been very clean. Not a lot of foul trouble in this game. First shot up and good from the line. That's Nolan Powell. Taking a breather out of the ballgame is Schwinn. That's Harrison Schwinn. Back in the game, number 10, Eli Maness. Second shot also good. Nolan Swan. Going to be a 60-second timeout. Called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. They'll talk it over. 60 seconds. 2:29 left. Fourth quarter. Ball game in the works right here. We'll let you know a little bit about the Monrovia Tournament. Monrovia Tournament going to happen. That's Bulldog Holiday Classic. December 28th and 29th. Eight teams. Quantity of eight teams will happen right there. They'll have a first round. That'll start out on the 28th of December. The first game will be Tri-West at Monrovia. These tournament games are at Monrovia. That's game one. Game two, scheduled for 10:30. Not sure to be right on the money. Mitchell will go against Southwestern. Game three, Danville going to go against Greenfield Christian. That's supposed to be a noon start. Number four, Milan versus Tipton. That's going to be a 1:30 start time, thereabouts, somewhere in that vicinity, Milan and Tipton. I'll mention game seven will be at 6 p.m. that night. It'll be the game four loser versus the game three loser. At 7:30 that evening will be the winners of game four and game three. That'll be game number eight. And on December 29th, the next day, they'll have four games for placements in the tournament. That's at Monrovia, the 28th and 29th, right after Christmas. 2:21, clock rolling, ball's in the front court. Frankton Eagles going to go drive to baseline. Davenport, he's going to dish it low. He reestablished himself, picked up the basketball, coming from out of bounds on the dribble right there. Number 12, Tyler Bates, they're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be the second foul in the second half. I'll take that back. Third foul, whistle on Nolan Swan. He's got one. 2:11 left. 2:11 left in the fourth quarter. Going to be brought in by Frankton Eagle, Tyler Bates. They'll work it down low. They'll get it in to Maness. They'll kick it to the corner. They'll get it to Davenport. Now back out with the basketball. It's number 12, Tyler Bates on the dribble. Blitz spin move. Blake Mills right there. Nearly got the bucket. He went in for a layup. Good spin move. To the front court now with the basketball. Blue Devils with the possession. Grady Carpenter pushes it, dishes it off right there, number 11, Nolan Swan. He'll go back to Carpenter. Well behind the arc, they'll go to the corner. Three-point shot would go. That was Jackson Money. Couldn't get the bucket from three-point land. Right corner baseline, going to be a foul whistled after the rebound. They're going to whistle this on Aiden Toll Aiden Toll picks up foul number 3. 1:38 left here in the fourth quarter. That's the fourth team foul on the Blue Devils. Eagles with 3 thus far, second half. On the dribble, out top number 12, Tyler Bates, dishes off Eli Manis. They'll go baseline, they'll dish off. Going to be a foul called. It's going to be an offensive charging foul called, and the referee pointed right away the other way. They're going to whistle this foul on 42, Blake Mills. He's got 2 in the ballgame. Checking out the ballgame for the Blue Devils is Jackson Money. Ball's brought in. Grady Carpenter into Swan. Swan on the dribble. Being guarded full court right there by Tyler Bates. They had a trap right there in the front court. Right by the scores bench. Had to call a timeout. Save of the possession, pretty much. 1:19 left. Left right here. Well mentioned. You probably paid attention to football last weekend. I'll give you the rundown. Class 1A. 1A, it was 34-28. Lutheran got the win over Adams Central. Class 2A was 21-9. Andrean got the win over Evansville Modern Day. Class 3A, it was 45-35. Gibson Southern got the win over Brebeuf. Class 4A, it was 45-14. Mount Vernon got the win over Northridge. Class 5A, it was 34-14. Cathedral got the win over Zionsville. And in a good 6A game, Center Grove eked out the victory over Westfield, 27-21. Trying to cross the timeline, gets it across right there. Nolan Swan tip back to the backcourt. He can go to retrieve. It was touched by a defender on the dribble right there. And work it down low. It's Grady Carpenter to the corner. They get it to Nate Powell and bring it back out. And bringing the ball around, taking a little bit of air out of this basketball. 56 seconds left. 59-45, shifting in front. They'll work it left side in front of the bench. Nolan Swan, he'll bring it back out. On the dribble, he's working right there against 12, Tyler Bates. Bounce pass, they try to get it into Aiden Toll. Coming from behind right there, there's going to be a foul whistled on Frankton. Not a shooting foul. A couple fouls away from the bonus for Tipton. That foul's whistled on number 10, Eli Maynard. He's got 1. Brought in by Aiden Toll. Brings it in to the hands of Maverick Conaway. Number 2, the worker right side, Nolan Swan. 35 seconds left. Working the basketball out top. They're working back there to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Working right there against him is Tyler Bates. Out top with Nolan Swan with the basketball. 20 seconds left. Fourth quarter, 59-45. On the dribble, right side, will bring it back out. Not closely guarded. 10 seconds left. Nolan Swan gives the ball up to Grady Carpenter. He's on the dribble now in front of the Blue Devil bench. He'll give it back to Nolan. 2 seconds, 1 second, as the coaches shake hands at middle court, right there in front of the scores bench. What a ball game. We thank you for tuning in. We'll again remind you, the next game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils is going to be Tuesday, December 7th, Tipton Blue Devils will be at Elwood doing battle with the Elwood Panthers. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Putney and Sports will be there. We'll also mention Frankton Eagles. Their next game on their agenda is going to happen on Friday, December 10th. That's next Friday. Frankton Eagles will be on the road to the Eastbrook Panthers. And remember, those game times are a little bit different. 6:30 p.m. for the JV and 8 o'clock for the varsity. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. And before I get out of here, I'm going to mention REO Speedwagon and Stix, along with Loverboy, going to be at Ruoff Music Center. That's not Deer Creek. That's not Verizon Wireless. That's Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville. That tour stop is going to happen on June 10th next summer. 2022. That's at Ruoff Music Center. They're going to kick off their tour in Michigan on May 31st. So pretty much, you're going to get them with all of their marbles ready to go and rocking and rolling. REO, Sticks, and Loverboy. We thank you No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.